Good morning, everybody. It's been a little while since I last checked in with you, but welcome to today's edition of my show, which I have realized has been going for 30 odd years. Yay. Little applaud there from the sound booth. Thanks guys. Yep. We have been at it for a while, talking to all sorts of amazing people all around the world and trying to make sense of a bunch of stuff that you guys have to deal with every day in your complex offices with all your complex colleagues and all your own internal complexities. So welcome. You're listening to Crazy Janet Barker, and this is Crazy Janet Barker Making Sense of Things. Okay, so today, my special guest is another phenomenal person. No surprise there, they always are. Sounds like there's a lot of you around. Well, there are. The world is full of phenomenal people. But you, my friend, and this lady is smiling big smiles at me. You are special. She has a smile to light up the room. And that might give something away, because it's actually her face that appears on the front of her New York Times best-selling novel, which is in all good bookstores right now. And honestly, every time I read a blog or open a journal or flick through the New York Times, I'm reading something about you. I'm reading something about you and your book. Welcome, Smiley McPhee. Thank you, Janet. Oh, I love the way that you call me Smiley McPhee. I haven't heard that. Well, actually, only my sisters and my brother. Okay, Smiley, tell us the name of your book, and why is the world going doolally for it? Oh, thanks, Janet. Yeah. So my book is Smile, and Suddenly Everything's Better. Okay, well, that sounds straightforward enough. How are the readers coping with that, though? Doesn't that oversimplify what they're experiencing? I know it can sound like that, can't it, Janet? But what I've discovered through all my research is that we're always told, smile and the world smiles with you. If you're feeling miserable, smile, fake it till you make it, because eventually you'll start feeling happy. Smile if you're having a rotten day and you've got to answer the phone. If you smile, put on a fake smile before you answer the phone, the person on the other end is fooled and they actually think they are speaking to a smiley, happy person. All right, well, I know that's true, because I've done that a few times. I'm sorry, listener. Crazy Janet has her down days too, you know. She's only human. Go on, Smiley. Yeah, well, and you're right, Janet, because it is true, and research has shown that it's true as well. So why are we skeptical of it, and how can we make better use of it? We know it's a real phenomenon. Research has shown us that. What can we do with that knowledge in the workplace?
Okay, so this is trying to translate a bunch of data into something that works in the real world.
That's right, Janet.
Okay, go on. Well, I like what I'm hearing so far. So what have you done? How are you walking the talk here?
Right, so what I've done, Janet, is with my colleagues, because it's a team effort, so a big shout goes out to them. I'll just list them off for you.
Why don't you just tell me how you rolled this out, Smiley?
Oh, okay, yeah, of course. Get all that information on the website anyway. I'll give you the address at the end.
Go on, Smiley.
Oh, thank you. Yes. So what I did, Crazy Janet, is I went around 50 of the Fortune 500 companies with my great big smile.
Okay.
And I sat in meetings in the corner. Some people could see me. Some people couldn't, because obviously if you're sitting around a table, some people are going to have their back to you. And I smiled. And then I would smile at people as they arrived, and I would smile at people as they left. And I would walk around the office smiling.
Well, okay. I mean, it sounds intriguing, but it also sounds like a little bit nutty. Did people think that, who's this? Who is this? People must have wondered who you were.
Oh, yes, they did. All they knew was that there was an all-staff announcement just prior to my arrival that said, just letting you all know that we've got a consultant working with us over the next few weeks. She's here to observe, so don't worry, she won't be asking you lots of questions. She's just here to observe and try and ignore her as best you can. And they made a bit of a joke about it, and of course there were questions, and that's okay. It's fine. It's natural to ask questions. Of course you want to know who this smiley person is that's arrived. But the trick was, we didn't obviously want to let them know it was about smiling, because that would have undermined the research.
Mm-hmm, sure. Okay, so what, if people just walked past you and they didn't ask any questions?
Well, that was actually quite interesting in itself, Crazy Janet, because they were very compliant. And what we found in 75% of the companies, nobody asked me at all what I was there for. And in the other 25%, odd, you know, give or take, yes, I was asked if somebody saw me making a cup of coffee in the kitchen, or they saw me down in the foyer or something. They would say, oh, I know I'm not supposed to ask you, but what, it's in, you know, it's intriguing. What are you doing here?
Oh, and how would you respond to that?
So I would just say, well, thank you so much for being interested. It does get a little bit odd not having anybody talk to me. I'm just doing some observing research about behaviour in the workplace. And I would leave it that.
Okay then. So, and that was enough. That was enough. They were happy with that.
They seemed to be, yes. And I think that's because of the communication that went out prior. So anyway, fast forward, if I may, Crazy Janet, please. So after, it took about 7 months, 7, 8 months to get through these companies. And I spent a couple of weeks at each one. You know, obviously there was some overlap. I was darting around the place. A little bit of travel. It was just wonderful. I met some wonderful people.
Oh, I was just thinking that. I mean, wow. Fortune 500 companies. You're dealing with some pretty smart people there. You know, you're dealing with the top echelon of our society. You're dealing with people that go in day after day, week after week, year after year, sitting in offices, sitting in air-conditioned boxes, moving around from meeting to meeting, talking, reading documents or pretending to, rewriting documents, reinventing the wheel, playing who's got the biggest ego, and they are not easy games to play. Office games are not easy games to play. You know, that study that was done a few years ago that showed actually productivity could be increased by 170% if people just stop bullshitting in offices. Wow, that was quite a groundbreaking study.
Oh, I know, wasn't it? That caused a few ruffles.
Yeah, it sure did, and I can see why. But that's why we have these conversations. That's what we're doing here. We're cutting through the bullshit. We're to find out the truth and how we can make it better for everybody. So yeah, all these people living like this day in, day out, the smartest people in the world, and you're there in the corner smiling your beautiful smile, smiling, and it is a beautiful smile.
Thanks, Crazy Janet. Yes, I know. I felt very privileged. I really did feel very, very privileged to stand in all those meetings. Just lots of people sitting around the table and talking over the top of each other, and lots of PowerPoint presentations, and lots of people sort of multitasking is phenomenal. They're very, very clever people, because they sit in these meetings and they're also on their phone and they're having their little side conversations. And I can see why these are the people running the world, because they're very, very smart. So yeah, I stood and I smiled and I did my thing, and then I would go back to my hotel room and I would write and I would input. So what? Okay, let's get serious. So what sort of data were you actually capturing? Okay, so what I was actually putting into my Excel spreadsheet was
the name, not the names, but the ages of people, their genders, and their occupations. So, and then, of course, after the period, I had a little office where I was working. As I was going along, I would make notes about who was responding. And at the end of it, I had this spreadsheet full, bursting with data. Who was responsive, who didn't respond, who smiled, who didn't smile. And critically, what happened when people did start smiling? Okay.
So you crunched all this data, and what you found was very, very interesting.
It was fascinating. And it has, I think this is why people have the books walking off the shelves. Because it's all true. Everything we know about smiling is true. Smiling makes you feel good. Smiling is good for the brain. Smiling is contagious. And what we found with smiling in the workplace is people are happier.
Okay. You crunched the data and you discovered that people are happier when they smile. So, and you're saying what happens is when they smile, they think they're happier and therefore they are happier, or is that a bit of a leap?
No, that's exactly right, Janet. So everything that the research has previously told us about exactly that, it's true.
Oh, wow. So you've confirmed all that prior research through this 7-month-long experiment. And I'll warrant it took a bit of time and backing, because I know you had some of the big guns backing you on this. You had the big associations for management. You had Harvard Business Review. You had Fast Company. And you had MIT University. You had the Pew Center. I mean, you know, you had the big guns.
I did. Yeah, I did, and it's considered to be the biggest and most important study, and possibly the only study on smiling in the workplace, and its impacts on productivity.
Okay, tell us. Yeah, no, that's good. So, what are the measures? What exactly were you looking at here? Go on.
Yeah. So, the measures we were looking at were productivity, engagement, passion, and that's a difficult one. We'll talk more about that later
if we have time. Yeah.
And so productivity, engagement, passion, and commitment to the corporate values.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a neat data set. So, and headline news on each of those. And we thought, sadly, we don't have enough time to go into all of them, but you know, we don't. That's what the book's for. But please do. You're here. You're here, Smiley. Please do give us the headline news on each of those brackets.
Absolutely, Janet. So productivity went up slightly, not as hugely as I expected. And my team, I have a huge team of people crunching the numbers behind me. And actually, they did it several times, and they did various subsets, and they, you know, interrogated the data several different ways, because it seemed a bit odd. Why wouldn't productivity go up? How do you measure productivity? Because, and I'll go into this, the book's divided into four chapters. Well, five, you know, you've got the intro, and then there's a chapter on each bracket. And our productivity in big organizations is measured in so many different ways, because there are generally so many stakeholders that have different KPIs, that's key performance indicators. So they're all looking for different things. And what success and productivity to one faction is not necessarily success and productivity to another.
Okay. So for example, the board might want to see a boost in shareholder value. The executive jobs on the line, and they wanna get their own area, kicking goals, but other people have
other ideas. Does it, is it sort of a layered thing like that? Yeah, it is largely. It is largely. And obviously it does pivot around shareholder value a lot of the time. So it's challenging. But regardless, Crazy Janet, what we know is smiling, happiness in the workplace, if we can now interchange those two words, does not necessarily equal to greater productivity. Does that mean we can have miserable people in the workplace? Smiley, is that what you're saying here? Oh, Jen, no, that's not exactly, because what we have to do is look at productivity in correlation with the other brackets. Okay, so engagement right up there, shoots up. Smiley, happy people, higher engagement. Okay, and engagement means, for our listener, engagement means you're there to play. You're not just rocking up and ticking boxes. You're there to play. You're interested in your environment. You're interested in your colleagues. You're interested in what's expected of you. And you are happy to actually put some rubber on the tracks, so to speak. Okay, so that's engagement. Okay, good. That makes sense. Commitment to the corporate values is the other one. And this, excuse me, Janet, this also went up. Not quite staggeringly high as engagement, but it also went up. And this is an interesting one, because in companies that are really, really good at communicating their corporate values and their vision and their mission, it didn't matter. Well, actually, it didn't. What I'm trying to say is, I'm sorry, what it didn't, what? Do you need another coffee? You've been living this stuff so long, it's just going around in your head. Oh, I think that's right, Janet. Oh, and yes to that coffee. Companies that do, or companies that don't, communicate their corporate values really well all saw the same boost in commitment to the values by smiley, happy people. So that was important. And so it went on, and I'm just aware that your producer is trying to wrap me up, so we won't have time to go over the fourth result, but it is all in the book. And so at the end of the book, I know you said it was only five chapters, but you kind of like 25% of the book is actually your analysis of the data. And I, to be honest, I mean, I love the headline news, but I love the way you've written that last bit, because you haven't just regurgitated facts and figures. It's not tiny print and hundreds of references. It's not hugely academic in that respect. This is actually where people who want more info can go. And I loved immersing myself in that chapter. I skimmed through that, and, you know, I gave that a good 15 minutes over breakfast one morning, and it was fascinating. Can you just talk to that just ever so quickly? Because the missing piece for me here was, great, we see these results. Productivity, not so. Engagement, right up there. Corporate value, right up there. Passion was the other one that you haven't got time to talk about, but I know that was a very positive result too. Yes, it was, Janet, yeah. Okay, so how did you get there? Isn't that the missing piece in this whole story? You stood around, you smiled a lot. What are you saying? So what I'm saying is, smiling is contagious. Faking it till you make it works. Other people smiling around you makes you smile. It proves and confirms everything we already knew. Oh, wow. And that's what you go into in the last quarter of the book. That's exactly right. Basically, look at all the work that's been done prior and show how this new groundbreaking study confirms all that. Oh, it's you're a smiling amazement. Thank you. You are. Can I now tell the folks about Smiley? Yeah, obviously, you know, people are assuming everyone calls you Smiley because of the work you do. Plus, you do have a naturally huge smile. Which came first, the smile or the interest in smiling as a study? Smiley, I did always smile. I've always had this huge smile. So people have always called me Smiley, you know, come on, Smiley, or it's a fun name within my family. Yes, absolutely. Is that why I became interested in smiling? Maybe it is. But, you know, I am a behavioral psychologist, and so I do I'm interested in human behavior, and as an organizational psychologist, then that's kind of what I do. So combining my natural self, I think, made the whole study so much it's easier and more fun. Really, you know, if you're going to go into something, make it something that you enjoy and it comes really naturally to you. But yeah, my actual name is Amelia, as you know, and on the cover of the book, you will see it's Amelia hyphen Smiley McPhee. So yeah, that's where that comes from, Janet.
Okay, Amelia hyphen Smiley, thank you for your time today. You're a wonder. And oh, if only the whole world smiled like you did, we really would not have any reason to run this show, because there wouldn't be any complexity to make sense of that, I am sure. Okay, thank you, Smiley, and thank you, listener. It's been a fascinating session today, and don't forget to check out Smiley's book. It's everywhere. You can't miss it. Okay. Ciao for now.